My prayers about shooing the Russians out of the Ukraine have been unanswered, or if they were unfavorably. Perhaps because I am an atheist, but I figured the all-powerful Almighty Lord God would overlook that minor condition, although I admit that I did try using his, her, they. That pronoun thing is confusing, and the also known as names we use for you or more formally thou, and I did a follow-up addendum that mentioned in passing only FYI Yemen, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, Palestine, El Salvador, Somalia, and a caution about Texas, Florida and Alberta. But still, ye gods and little fishes, can you not do something to stop the carnage, or have you abandoned us to our self-created misery of wars, rape and pillaging, as you did with the former tyrants, overlords, maniacs and their armies that swept all before them like a pestilence of yore, before we knew by our immediate media what carnage was wrought upon the children, the aged and the innocents? But ye gods and little fishes, can you not stop it, or will we and these abuses of humanity be but a footnote on the pages of our history writ small again and yet again? I was thinking, Lord, that a pestilence of frogs would be a good start, as happened in Exodus, I think it was chapter 7 or was it 11 anyway, visiting Vladimir with a horde of frogs in his bed would be a good start, followed up with a scourge of grasshoppers or locusts. He has orthopterophobia, but you knew that, and failing frogs and locusts you could try boils, as I know from experience that they are very testy, especially on the bum. However, if these subtle pestilences are too obvious, you could just smote him with a thunderclap. But ye gods and little fishes, do something in Ukraine, please, amen.